Well, you see, I worked as a boy for a baker. The baker made the cakes for the local community, and I was the boy who delivered these things on a trade cycle. And one of my deliveries was to go to a lady on Canvey Island and deliver some bread and six cakes, which I say now is cakes, but in fact they were donuts. And as I was riding along on this bicycle, this trade cycle, I gradually felt pangs of hunger, and the smell of these cooked donuts was a bit too much. And I leaned forward and reached over the basket which was on the front, and I took a donut out and I ate it as I was riding along. Now, when I got to the house, I realised I had some problem there, because the lady would count six donuts. And I knocked on the door. I gave her the bread first, then I gave her the bag of donuts, which she did in fact count, and she said, "There's one missing. Where is it?" So I told her that as I was riding towards her on this trade cycle, I ran over a pothole, and that the basket jumped up in the air, and that the donut jumped out and was fell on the ground, and it got dirty, so I left it. And I told her, and she looked at me, and she put her finger to my mouth where all the sugar was. And she said to me, "Well, the next time you bring donuts, will you come a different route and do not come around where that pothole is?" So it was quite obviously she realised that I'd eaten it. And I was lucky, really, because I thought perhaps she might phone through to the baker and tell him, and I might get the sack. But she never did. So I was quite pleased about the ending of that one. Yes.
So she wasn't a bad old sort, really, was she?
No. Well, mind you, I don't know why I suddenly had pangs of hunger at that particular time. But I suppose it may be the smell of the donut, or the bunch of donuts, you know.
They're very hard to resist, aren't they?
Yes. And, of course, you know, being a youth at that time, you know, I don't know, about 15, I suppose, you're always hungry, aren't you? One is always hungry.